Hi, my name is Davis Lee. I'm a senior at Highland Park High School. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, lust, and control. Like many of you, I was born and raised in a household where my parents lived and preached the gospel. From a very young age, I learned about who Jesus is and what he did for us on the cross. When I was 7, my family moved from Dallas to Austin, which was a shock at first, but I quickly adjusted. Almost immediately, I became friends with several kids whom I met at school. When I was 9, my knowledge of Jesus and his sacrifice for me became real to me as I let the next couple years, as I let the Lord in my heart that summer at Kennecott Camps in Missouri. But as I walked through life the next couple years in Austin, my life looked no different from the non-believer. I came to realize this, and in the summer of 2014, when I was 11, I recommitted my life to following Jesus while at camp. I was convicted by the fact that I claimed to know Jesus, but my life didn't reflect it. My life after that slowly started to look like that of a devoted follower of Jesus. Then, after 5 years of building relationships in Austin, my parents sat us down and told us we were moving back to Dallas. It confused me why God would take me away from my comfortable life with my best friends. There was a short season following the move where I questioned God and his goodness, but I remembered one of my favorite verses, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Although I was bitter at first, I eventually trusted God that my move to Dallas was a part of his greater plan. After trusting God and his sovereignty over my moving to Dallas, I began to trust him with other areas of my life that I cared about. Within a few months, I got plugged in at Watermark and started going to small group. Because I was being surrounded by young Christ followers and wise leaders, I started to build relationships with guys that wanted the same thing that I did. However, in 7th grade, I began to struggle with lust. When this struggle entered my life, I felt ashamed and I felt guilty. So I hid my sin from my parents and my friends. For 6 months, I kept my addiction in the dark. Then one night at small group, when I was in 8th grade, we broke up into smaller groups and we were encouraged to confess any sin struggle that we had. At the time, my struggle with porn weighed heavy on my heart, so I spoke up. My small group leaders and friends responded to me with love and guidance, and the weight of my sin had been lifted. I realized then that you can't just run from sin, you also have to run to the sun. So I had to replace the sinful areas of my life with time with the Lord and his people. In the second semester of 8th grade, I truly walked with the Lord. Sure, I still sinned, but I had God, my small group leaders, and my friends on my side. When you are saved, your sinful nature does not change. Your fight against that sinful nature changes. I realized that the Christian life is not about not sinning. It's about repenting and running to the Father whenever you inevitably do sin. As I began high school, I developed a great group of friends and an amazing small group. A small group was a place where I could confess and be loved and guided, so I continued to show up. However, I didn't really have the intense daily accountability that I really needed, so I fell deep back into my struggle with lust. It got to the point in 9th grade and into 10th grade, I stopped feeling guilt and shame after looking at porn or masturbating, as I almost became numb to it. I knew my sin was wrong, and I was convicted by it, but whenever I was tempted, my fight against it was futile and short-lived. At small group, I consistently downgraded all my sin to make myself seem like a better person. I would only confess to 98% and not the 100% of my sin. Not only did I do this in small group, but also at school and everywhere else. To others, I looked like a genuine, devoted follower of Jesus, and I developed a sense of pride about myself that I was such a good Christian. But behind closed doors, I lived in sin. Towards the end of sophomore year, I formed a community group with some of my closest friends. This was the real turning point in my life, because not only did I become more authentic and a more transparent person, I came to realize that the only thing I contribute to my salvation is the sin that makes it necessary. So the pride that I had about being a good Christian went away. Since then, I've had the accountability and encouragement that I need. Although I still fall into sin at times, I quickly repent and confess to my community group. 2 Timothy 2:22 says this, "So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." This verse has been an amazing guide along my journey to where I am today, as we're instructed to flee sin and pursue godliness alongside fellow believers. If you can relate to any part of my story, I want you to know that wherever the Lord takes you, he has a purpose, and so I encourage you to trust him. I also urge you to search for like-minded people to do life with, who push you and point you to the Lord. Know that you can't out-sin God's grace, and He is always waiting with open arms for you to fall into. Thank you for listening to my story.